Hi, this is Paulina.
And this is Helena.
And you're listening to Spoilers Included.
And today we're talking about Grey's Anatomy season 15. Grey's Anatomy season 15 just came out last week. I've actually already watched the first episode.
And I haven't, so this is going to be a great learning experience for all of us apart from me. I remember, Helena, that when you and I first became friends, the first thing that we talked about was Grey's Anatomy because, you know, I was new to the school and I really didn't have any friends, and that was like the first things we could talk about.
And it's been out for like 15 years now, so like I didn't obviously start it when it started. I started in like 8th grade maybe and binge watched it on Netflix.
So basically, if you guys don't know, Grey's Anatomy is just a drama series about doctors. It's very popular in the United States. It includes a lot of like love triangles and a lot of like dramatizations of like what like an ER is like and what a surgery is like. And it became really popular in the United States in the early 2000s. And I've always seen this thing go around on the internet. I don't know if you've seen it, Helena, but it's like there's the fake fans who've been only seeing it on Netflix, and then there's the real fans who've been there since like the original. So like, as Helena was saying, I obviously wasn't watching it since I was 2 years old. I started watching it maybe 8th grade as well, or freshman year, and all the seasons are up on Netflix, so I think that's really useful for us. Well, basically, if you guys have seen the show before, you know that it centers around Meredith Grey.
Of course, Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Meredith Grey's crazy family and Meredith Grey's crazy friends who all happen to be surgeons. Like, isn't that just so coincidental?
Yeah.
And it's just the story of her life, and it's really interesting. We have a season about her trying to adopt her child from Africa, or maybe a different episode where it talks about a school shooting
or a hospital shooting.
That's
or
true.
Her drowning or almost getting blown up by a bomb.
See, Meredith Grey dies a lot. Like, she almost dies a lot of times. She always defies death. Helena, why don't you explain a little bit how like the format of a Grey's Anatomy episode is?
Well, it starts off with this little, actually, I really have no idea.
Like a little life lesson. No, we should just say
it starts off with Meredith Grey or another character, whoever like is going to be the star of that episode.
Yeah.
Saying like this quote, and you don't really know what it's about when they first say it, but then it ties in through the whole entire episode. Yeah.
And I mean, what's really interesting as well about Grey's Anatomy, and that I think that's really cool and one of the reasons that it's so popular now, it's because every single episode has a different case, right? So like every single episode, like the surgeons are trying to fix something new in each case.
And it doesn't get boring.
It never gets boring, right? So like one of my favorite cases, for example, I love the cases with babies. I love the kids' surgeries because I think they're so interesting. And there was this one kid, and they were gonna resect a tumor in his brain, and they didn't know how to do it, and like the entire episode was them trying to figure out how to get the tumor out of his brain. And I just find that so interesting because apart from being dramatic and funny and have love triangles, it's also super educational.
Yeah, I've learned like all my doctor quotes from that. Like, I know all about the heart and the brain because of Grey's Anatomy. Like, I could be a doctor now.
So basically, these 15 seasons have just been like a whirlwind of crazy activities for Meredith Grey and her friends.
So you know what else I found really interesting? They put a lot of political conversations and discussions into it, like gun violence. I remember there was this one episode when it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
When this little boy, he got into his mom's safe box thing with a gun, and the little boy was showing his friend. He's like, "Oh, look, I have a gun." And then shot him.
Yeah, he accidentally shot his friend. I remember that episode.
And he died, right? The little boy? No, he was paralyzed. And the mom... Oh, it was so sad.
I think it's really interesting the way that they deal with political conversations. Like, we were speaking about, like, veterans and veterans' rights and, like, PTSD and how that was the first time. Gun violence, they deal with really well. Not only do they treat, like, shooting victims often throughout the seasons, but they were also victims themselves. Like, yeah, season 6, I think it was.
There was a shooting when the other hospital merged with Seattle Grace, remember?
Yeah, because Seattle Grace, guys, is the hospital at hand. Like, it's the hospital that Meredith Grey, the main character of the story, works at. And, yeah, there was a shooting there when there was a merger between two hospitals because of economic stuff, and...
One of Derek Shepherd's patients' husbands went crazy because he thought that Derek killed the wife.
By not offering her a clinical trial, and speaking of clinical trials, which I found really interesting, I had never seen that side of a hospital before.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I only see, like, the surgeons and the doctors and, like, the emergency room side of it.
Yeah.
Like, I had never seen...
Not, like, research and that type of stuff.
Which is so interesting, like, the research that they did with Alzheimer patients, like, in season 8 and stuff, in the clinical trials, that was really good because... I don't know, I got to see a whole other aspect of a hospital. But anyways, going back to, like, the shooting, that was a crazy episode, and I remember.
That was bad. That was bad. I remember Alex got shot, and he kept the bullet in him because he, like, oh, I'm cool because I have a bullet inside of me.
Yeah.
And people died.
And I remember it dealt with, like, one of the most macho characters and one of, like, the most masculine characters, which is Jackson. He had a lot of nightmares from it, and they show him, like, having nightmares and having to deal with one of his best friends passing away, which was...
I don't remember his name, but we did not like him.
Percy?
Percy. I did not like that
or
guy.
Or Charles or something
Charles
like that.
Percy or something like, yes.
Yeah,
oh my
so it was Bailey's favorite, because Bailey was the one that ended up... He died in Bailey's arms.
Oh my god.
Which was rough. It was rough seeing those things on television.
And Bailey was hiding under the...
She told the patient to play dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she went under the bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the shooter went into the operating room, and Meredith was in there. He held her at gunpoint because she was operating on Derek.
Yeah.
And Christina was in there. She had, like, a whole panic attack.
Yeah.
Because her and Meredith are, like, sisters
best
for
buds.
Life.
That was also... It's just so interesting because it's so difficult to see that on TV, but it makes it so real.
Real, yep.
And I think that same episode was the episode where Meredith Grey had a miscarriage. If you don't remember, she was sitting in the room with one of the surgical interns, and she said, I think I'm bleeding and I think I'm having a miscarriage.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, there was another type of... episode that brought up
political messages.
Yes, I think it was an EMT was brought into the hospital because he had, like, something bad happened to him.
Yeah.
But he, and it was Bailey, who's black, and Christine, oh no, first it was just Bailey as his doctor, and he's like, I don't want you to operate on me, all this stuff, and she's like, I have to, I'm the doctor. And he's like, no, I feel uncomfortable. So then she was super, like, passive aggressive and brought in Christina Yang, who is Chinese American.
I'm pretty sure she's Chinese American.
And Christina, it was kind of funny because the patient was like, oh, but I want a white guy, and they were like, well, this is what you got. We're the best of the best. And then. So they finally got him to participate, and when they took off his shirt, because, like, there was something wrong with his stomach, he had a huge swastika tattooed on his chest.
Like, his torso, and I remember because we're mentioning a lot of names. So Bailey, right now, she is the chief of surgery, and throughout the season, she has been a fan favorite. Everybody loves Bailey because she's just such an interesting character, and she's so badass, and she's so brave, and she's so brilliant.
And everything about her is just great.
Oh, she's fantastic. And so when you first meet her, she's very much like this very strict and rigid personality, and she is unwilling to give up like what she wants, and she's very passionate about her work, which is something you don't see at all like in TV and the media. Mm-hmm. Like you don't see like a woman sacrificing her family or sacrificing like,
she's married to her work.
Yes.
As they would say in Grey's Anatomy all the time.
Definitely. And so for example, Meredith Grey as well and Christina Yang, they're completely involved in what they do and they love what they do so much. You don't see like, I feel like Grey's Anatomy was the first time that I saw somebody so devoted and committed
to something that they love.
Yes, and they didn't have to worry about like, oh, let's have kids. Like that was a big problem with Meredith. She didn't want to have kids because she wanted to become one of the, she wanted to become her mom. She wanted to become one of the chief surgeons, like, of the area. And so, I don't know, it was just so interesting for me to see that. And Bailey, this character, who, as I said before, right now she's chief. But at the time of the episode that Helena's talking about, I think she was just a resident.
I think so too.
Because it was one of the first episodes.
Was intern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember I being very impacted when I saw that episode, and the only white guy that they could find, do you remember? It was George. And George
O'Malley.
George was not the best intern, but he wanted George. The guy with the swastika wanted George. It's incredible. I don't know, to see so many different like perspectives. And George at the end of the episode said, if it weren't for these two women, you'd be dead, because I don't know what I'm doing. And they managed to sew up his stomach in a way where the swastika was completely ruined.
Yes.
Yeah, after the surgery. Yeah. I don't know. It's so interesting the way that Grey's Anatomy, I bet you can agree with me, Helene, on this, that it always seems like, I don't know what they do. It's been 15 seasons and they still manage to cause political debates.
Yep.
15 seasons.
Yep, always.
And every time I watch a new episode, I'm like, how is this gonna go over in the media? Because they do something new and something exciting and something fun every time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So now, after all this recap and reminiscing on such a good show, we'll talk about the current season, season 15. There's only been 3 episodes.
I think it's been 2 episodes of normal straight Grey's Anatomy.
And then they had the crossover with season Station 19.
Yeah, because Queen Shonda Rhimes, who is the creator of Grey's Anatomy, she's also one of the creators of How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal, Station 19. What else does Shonda do? Everything.
That's, yeah.
Oh, and she did Private Practice as well, when Private Practice was a TV show. Shonda's all about inclusivity. Like, the whole conversation we just had about, like, political...
That's all her.
...talk, that's all her, and that's all Shonda trying to create a more open environment. So, yeah, it's been, like, 3 episodes. I've only seen one of them, and I know Helena has seen a couple.
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
Yeah. So, I was just wondering your reactions, your thoughts on the new season. I know a lot of people didn't like season 13 because they
felt... Season 13 was bad.
Because they felt like it was a filler.
It really was.
A lot of people, like for example, when I tell people, I still watch Grey's Anatomy, it's a shocked response. I mean, it's been 15 seasons. It's crazy that it's going for so long.
Some people think it's going to be like old now. Season 13 was like, it was disappointing. But now, actually, I'm into it. It's good.
Season 14 really revitalized the whole show. I can't remember what it did exactly. I know that it brought in some characters, and I know that it brought in some people.
Yeah, well, season 15 now, Jackson Avery, who we all love so much, is with Maggie Pierce. She's the head of cardio surgery.
She's the head of cardio, yeah.
And she is half sisters with Meredith.
So everybody's connected to everybody in this hospital. And Maggie also has a really interesting history. Like, if I'm correct, she graduated high school at 14.
Oh, and she went to college at like 16. Yeah.
She graduated med school at like 20. So she's like one of the youngest in the hospital. And right now she's dating Jackson Avery, who is king of nepotism, if we're being completely real, because of the whole Avery family legacy within the TV show. So yeah, I mean, that relationship's interesting. A lot of people didn't like it because of the whole incestuous
kind of related.
Yeah, how are they related again?
Because, okay, Jackson's mom is dating Richard Weber, who is Maggie's father, but Maggie never knew him.
Biological father,
biological, yeah.
So technically, by some step sibling type way, they're related and they're dating. So any predictions for that couple?
Well, something bad happened. Jackson is gone. He is MIA.
What do you mean?
He went to find God because now he I don't know. He left her. He texted her a picture of a tree.
Let's be reminded that at the end of season 14, his past love, his past flame, I guess you could call her, April Kepner, who was trying to find God, also left the show.
She got married.
Yeah, but she was trying to find God. Remember, she got into that really bad car accident. And she like recovered from that really well.
Yes.
And she decided that she
married
couldn't.
Matthew, her other God.
Yes. And she decided that she wanted to find God. So I guess that's where Jackson might be, finding God with April. But
who knows? But because when April was saved, he prayed, and now he's like questioning his disbelief in God, kind of.
Yeah, because throughout all his seasons, because he's been around since season 5, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
Throughout his seasons, he's always had, like, issues with God, and, like, when him and April were thinking about having children, and they have a child together, Harriet. Yeah. But when they were thinking about having children, that was one of his big things.
Yeah,
you know?
He didn't want to raise the kid with religion.
Yeah, because he thought that religion was a social concept, construct, that it was stupid, whatever.
Yeah.
And you know what? Well, we're still on the topic of season 15. Helene, is it true that there are new doctors in Grey's Anatomy now?
Oh my goodness. There are two new doctors. I only know the name of one of them. His name is Link. He goes by Link, but his name is like, he's named after some famous person. I don't really know. Not Abraham Lincoln, but, and he is
going, Dr. Link or just Link?
Just Link. And he is going after Meredith, like insane. He's like, wow, like, who is this? What's your name? I'm Link, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff. He, like, loves her or something already, and it's been, like, 2 days.
That's insane.
And I don't think we like him. He's not cute, but, like, they think he is cute. People.
I mean, I think it's really weird that they would be bringing in new doctor.
He's the new head of ortho because Callie left. Callie, we don't need to explain who she is. She's kind of irrelevant now. And then there's this other new guy who's friends with him who might also be the head of ortho. Maybe they're like doing it together. I'm not really sure. No, he's the head of plastics.
Plastics. Oh, which is the field that Jackson is in, who we were just talking about with this whole like, I'm gonna go find God now situation.
Yes.
I think it's interesting how they're bringing in new doctors now. I mean, it's season 15.
And this guy, it's actually interesting. I think he's the first gay guy for the show. He's the new one, not Link, the other one. There's never been a gay guy.
The fact that you don't remember their names.
No, they never said his name.
Oh, they haven't said his name yet.
I don't think. I think he's kind of irrelevant, but like we need to know about him. And he's trying to become closer to an intern.
I see a little repetition of Meredith and Derek there.
Yeah, except it's two men.
But no, I mean, if I have any predictions, I predict
Meredith will not go for this guy. She will not.
It's just, it feels too soon and too weird. I mean,
but
two new.
Dating.
Oh, that's right, DeLuca. Which is what I saw in the trailer. But if I have any predictions for season 15, I feel like, first of all, the new doctors will not be as popular as people wanted them to be. Second of all, I believe that couples will change. I don't know if you agree with me, Helena.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And overall, I feel like season 15 will be really good, really new and
fresh.
I mean, that's a way to say it, fresh.
It was nice talking to you guys. This is Paulina.
This is Helena.
And thank you so much for listening to Spoilers Included. Next week, we'll be back to talk about A Million Little Things, which just premiered on ABC. Helena!
I can't wait.